Greetings, friends. It is I, Igor, the master's loyal servant. The master wishes me to tell you that when he is conducting his experiments, stitching corpses together and giving them unholy life, he listens to the Sean Geek podcast, which he downloads directly from seanmcginnity.ca.
Igor, don't forget to tell him to download it from seanmcginnity.ca.
The master wishes me to remind you that he downloads the Sean Geek podcast from seanmcginnity.ca, and so should you.
It lives! It lives!
Hi, this is Kevin.
And this is Robert from the In Obscuria podcast.
And you are listening to the ever-winding gyre that is the Sean Geek and Fast Fret podcast.
And they are without a doubt our favorite Caucasians. I mean, Canadians.
True. Well, next to Getty, Neil, and Alex.
Rick, Gil, and Mike.
Oh, Danko Jones, Sebastian Bach.
Brian Vollmer. Oh, don't forget James LaBrie. Oh, and our favorite, Anne Murray.
John Michael Thor.
Yeah.
Alanis.
Gordy.
Burton Cummings. Yeah. Corey Hart.
Brian Adams. We forgot Brian Adams.
Chris Jericho. Mm-hmm. Lips. Randy Rampage. Eric Luzier. Bob and Doug McKenzie.
You dicks!
Welcome to the Sean Geek and Fast Fret podcast. Done.
Well done. Okay, we're going to use that.
It's day 106?
665. Actually, I don't know.
It feels like 24 hours since last time.
It seems like
one whole day. This is weird. We're actually sitting across from each other. My BO was kind of driving me a little bit crazy here. So
every time we try to record it would fry out. I would keep like melting out of reality. I don't know if that was the camera issue or it was...
I don't know.
So
it's okay. We're all different.
We are all different. We get some weird stuff going on here. Like, I think we're in the middle of a staff meeting in our trailer. Mm. You guys know there's no air conditioning in here, right? Like, we don't have air conditioning. We could have the meeting like one of the offices in the front, or like, it doesn't have to be here, but I'm feeling a little intimidated here.
That's just my smell.
Well, at least you're
not. You cannot escape the heat.
True.
Okay.
And is it, like, the two of you, do you guys use onions as deodorant? The BO is oddly the same between you and Tom. I don't know.
Well, I use the onion and I use garlic as a nice breath mint. So,
oh, fair enough. Yeah. That's fair.
It evens itself out.
Yeah. Fascinating. Fascinating. Yeah.
These are good things to bring up in meetings. And we close the door.
Oh yeah, I'm looking for my sound effects, but apparently I've lost them. So is your last name Beast and your first name is The, or like how does that work?
Sort of more like a middle name, Georgia the Beast Lunch, or rather, I prefer it as more of a salutary, I guess. It's the Beast Georgia Lunch.
I see. See, I thought you were bringing lunch, and I got all excited because we haven't. When's the last time we ate? About a couple of weeks ago. Like, they don't let us bring lunch in here, and Tony like screwed up like the smells in the lunchroom, like where Tony lives. Underneath, like, it, I can't go there to get lunch. Like, there was 7-week-old sham sandwiches in there. Sham.
I would imagine a fridge or a cooler would not do well in that environment.
No, and it's right beneath the laser. Like, the laser kind of generates heat, and it kind of wafts.
Hold on. There's a laser?
We talked about this before.
There's a laser?
That's how, was it? Sorry, was it the gentleman ghost got his things lasered off there?
Oh, that was probably like 24 hours ago. You see, the heat's getting to me. I can't remember. I'm not eating. It's all heating. People are just covered in onions. It's just a mess. It's just a mess in
here. I may be able to bring some lunch for you gentlemen if you give me one moment.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds good. That sounds really
good. Oh, that's exciting.
Okay.
I mean, we're gonna eat.
I mean, if Tom would at least share the garlic that he's using, that would be something, but I guess I'll just
absolutely bite. Not.
Damn it. So much for workplace camaraderie.
Let's see. Okay, Tony. Can you hear him in the vents? He just said he broke it on purpose because he's tired of being a captive.
Okay. We got like a great escape.
Oh my god! It's a Motley Crue lunch.
Ooh.
So what's in the lunchbox?
Let's see.
Is it true that smoking is not allowed in schools?
Everybody knows that, right?
Everybody knows it's not allowed at school. So that's my understanding.
That's not the K to 9 I went to.
Who goes by rules anyway?
I once almost went home because I didn't have a pack of cigarettes. But my mom was working, so I had to just stay in detention.
So, Beast or Georgia or Lunch.
You can call me Georgia. You can call me Lunch.
I just won't call you late for dinner.
Or Rudy Ray Moore. I don't love when people call me that either.
Rudy Ray Moore.
I don't know. I watched Dolomite yesterday. It's in my head.
Oh yeah. Dolomite's good. So you don't work for like HR or anything, do you?
You know, so I'm an HR consultant. They did send me to kind of just peek around and see what the environment was, kind of just get a quick temperature check. So far, okay. hotter than hell. You know, she's going to leave you well done. So far, but we'll see by the end if I have a different ruling for HR, if I can just say, nah, these guys are all good. They're eating when they're supposed to, and the food's totally not spoiled. It's fine. We'll see. Maybe I can get them off your backs.
Tom, thank you for wearing pants today, especially with an HR representative here.
I appreciate it. Especially with the whole onion thing. I feel like that might get worse.
Yeah, probably.
It only gets better.
Well, here's the thing. He's got pants on. Where are the onions being stored?
True.
Oh, that's an HR. God. Is that an HR issue? It might not. I don't
know.
We'll get to that.
Somebody said we got to bring back Kirstie and Corey, but didn't he get skewered by that forklift?
I thought he was skewered by a forklift, and then as he was almost free of it, another one snuck up behind him. Like, you forget that these things have to eat too, and they're just roaming. They're just roaming.
Now that wasn't a safety violation. Beast. That was a natural occurrence on the floor with forklift, and he's totally fine. You don't have to worry about Christian Corey. He's fine. Cool. Even though he did play poison, which is in direct violation to the Metal Lord's rules and that. So, but he's recovering very well. He just he can breathe through three orifices from his body now.
Awesome.
He's found religion because
he couldn't never find the forklift when it was coming for him, so he did find religion.
He's never been more holy. I apologize.
All right.
Does he listen to Blood Good? Because maybe we can throw out a song his way.
True.
Y'all listen to Blood Good?
I think that would be good for Corey. Yeah. I think it has a healing thing to it. So Blood Good. Okay. Blood is good. Yeah. And what kind of song does Blood Good have that I should be looking for?
So they are a 80s Christian metal band. Very much like, yeah, if you're like into Stryper, it's that but heavier. Nice. Let's see what song. This is a good one. A song called What's Following the Grave. I really like that song. It's just kind of doomy.
Okay.
Oh, I like Doom.
It's a little doomy for like a typically 80s Christian metal sound. It's a little doomier. It scratches a certain itch. Cool. So I hope
as long as the doom isn't directed towards us, I think
no, Doom's a good thing. It's more of a like spiritual message. It's
spiritual
where
doom.
You go. Yeah, it's almost like Trouble, but you know, a little bigger hair.
Well, here's the thing. This is a serious question.
Oh no.
Which
I'm gonna get in trouble here.
Which trouble are we talking about? Because we once played Trouble, and then he says, "You know, I've got this great band. This singer sounds oddly like the one you did." And I said, "What's the band?" "The band is called Trouble."
So we played Trouble twice in the same episode. So I thought there were two different bands.
And the singer was the same. He said, "They're oddly similar."
I was standing by the laser, and there is a lot of off. Stuff that comes off that I was inhaling.
Mm.
It's also right by the lavatory underneath the lunchroom where Tony goes. So it could have been a combination of fumes that really, you know, got to me. I am good for work though. Like, you don't have to lay me off or whatever happens to people who lose their jobs here, like Dylan on the press, which Tom's
R.I.P.
Yeah. Okay, let's play this song.
Well, let's find out what happened to Dylan.
You want to hear that first, or we'll talk about that when we get back. I want to hear the song now.
No, I
want to
hear I meant, yeah. You, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
There's a heart that's beating while the hands are writing on the wall. You're afraid of bleeding. That's the life that's flowing through your veins. Your soul is needing. You're not sure what's following. What's following?
Wow.
Yeah, that was
That was really good.
Nice. Damn, I'm not really good.
I hopefully you didn't hear us singing along.
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, thank God.
You guys.
Because we were hitting those high notes.
Well, as you can see, we clearly were.
Yes, we were following. So is Tony. Because I'm worried, like, he just got out. Like, anyway, that was really good. What do you know about these guys? And will they play the plant barbecue next month?
Ooh. They might, but they'll probably have some specifications on like certain symbols. If you have anything like vaguely satanic or, you know, anything like that, maybe they might have some issue with it. I don't know. Yeah, may have to take it up with them directly, whoever your events planner is. I'm not sure.
I will stay in events.
Tom, who's the event planner for the plant floor there?
Is that the event planner?
Yeah, and that's some pretty hardcore PDA from the event planner.
Like, the HR's here. You shouldn't be doing that right now.
Did you put a tongue in your ear, Tom?
You can't tell me how to live my life.
I'm not saying that. I'm just no judgment. Just
we do have an anti-discrimination policy. All are welcome.
Kind of like what you do behind closed doors is what you do behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Or the lunchroom.
Peanut butter with me today, just saying.
Okay.
Peanut butter and onion sandwich. Sorry, manwich.
Manwich.
Oh.
There's a few things that have to be talked about. I'm just getting, I don't know if you can hear Tony calling from the vents or not, but he just indicated that he has not been fed for a week. And we're wondering if you can maybe kind of grease the palms of management, maybe make sure he gets food sent to the underside of the lunchroom. Do you have that kind of poll?
I can put in a word with my supervisor. I can try to get it climbed up the chain, the food chain, and make sure he gets some food. Yeah.
This lady is full of dad jokes here. I love it. Up the food chain. Yeah. And the lunchroom is above the shop floor. It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Of course.
Mind if I ask you a personal question? Your name is Lunch or Ms. Lunch. Is lunch your favorite meal of the day? And if not, do you have a favorite meal of the day?
It is always lunchtime, as a matter of fact. It even says so on my koozies.
Oh, there we go.
You can. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that confirms it. That's
yeah.
Well, I was not expecting
my thing. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's a foolish question on my part.
So I have a question because apparently there's extracurricular activity going on. I kind of went on to the YouTubes. And the YouTubes showed you doing like air guitar. And I'm like, are we allowed to have extracurricular activities? I thought we were supposed to be chained to our desks like 24 hours a day. You're able to do stuff on this. How does that work exactly? Do you have to go through management to actually have fun or?
Well, the perfect thing about air guitar is there's no extra physical equipment required. So I don't even have to try to write anything off for anybody up top to like even be aware that I do this. But some of the word has gotten around. I've made a few appearances here and there. Coworkers have reached out to me and be like, hey, I saw you on this thing, you know, or there's a competition in my town because this is everywhere. Air guitar, competitive air guitar is all over the United States and all over the world. So it's kind of hard, especially with our overseas clients. Like you get somebody in Finland where the world championship is and our Finnish offices are in the city of Oulu is where they have the world championship every year. So very hard to keep it from our Helsinki client, you know?
Yeah, that's fair. I see you're thinking of a joke, but
There's not one coming. I don't know. I'm not witty. Tom. Hi, Tom.
Go ahead. Finish that thought. It's fine.
Finish that thought. Yes. Tom, so I see you're wearing pants. I see you're wearing a shirt, which is really nice to see. And
I heard HR curious. Was here, and I really didn't want to get into more trouble than I normally do.
So I understand Dylan has come back. He's sounding a little bit like King Diamond these days, but apparently the injury was non-fatal. It's just he can sing soprano now.
Oh. Okay.
Well,
so for the health and safety manager, that's called a win.
That does sound like a win, yeah.
This is orange juice, by the way.
Oh.
It's just orange juice.
So is this.
Oh, no.
Apple juice.
Yeah. Apple juice.
Yeah, yes. I was going to say that. That does look quite more like apple juice.
This is usually this is the section of the show where we play something that gets our videos pulled. So I think it's time to get our video pulled.
Oh,
so we're just going to play this in the background to go with the drink that we're having.
Happened more often than I would have thought would be.
What? Getting our videos pulled? Yes.
Well, that's the song.
There it is. Slow jam. Yeah, this is awesome. Ever since we started playing this over the loudspeakers in the plant, the gentleman ghost keeps stopping by and tells us to, just stop playing.
Yeah. I preferred it better when we played Friday by Rebecca Black every Friday.
I mean, that's how you get people home from work. Like,
say that out loud.
4 o'clock, everyone's running out the door and that song starts.
You gotta start the day with it.
4:30? I don't know, whatever.
I was going to ask, is Matume not against the metal code that you spoke of before, which prevented poison from being played at the workplace? Is that implemented? Is there an exception? Is this just a deterrent for the family ghost?
I think maybe that's why it's getting pulled, and I think maybe we're turning it off before the metal lord, when he does his rounds, before he gets over here.
Okay. That's probably a good idea.
There we go. I'll just turn it down a little bit, just so it's mood music. I've missed every freaking cue. So here we go.
It's martini time.
So I'm going to be honest. This is not juice. This is actually beer. It keeps us cool because we actually get heat coming in the summer instead of air conditioning. Okay. It's reverse air conditioning. I think they call that heating. And this is the only thing that gets us through so we don't expire.
We cool by osmosis here.
Yeah. So I right hope okay. This is okay. Yeah,
that checks out all the sciences, yeah.
Yeah, and if it checks out in science, then it checks out at work.
Okay, so I've got to play this new sound clip, I think. I think Matume, you're it's, and you know what's really funny is that you knew exactly who the band was. I thought I was the only one that did.
I am more all-knowing than one might believe.
This is why she's in HR. She knows everything.
She knows all.
Also, I am from Hell's Kitchen, New York City, in the town, the city of the Notorious B.I.G. I am aware of the sample roots of Juicy and Juicy Fruit by Matume. Oh, my God.
So do you know Matt Murdock, or is that just like a rumor?
I don't know him. He's a loose acquaintance. We've come across each other's paths at some of the company parties, but we have not directly worked or conversed together. I just kind of know him like he's maybe been CC'd on an email or something, but
I'm just really wondering
the extent of our relationship, though.
Do you think we could get representation to maybe get the nights off from work? Maybe like Ooh. Every third or fourth weekend? Maybe we need a lawyer to discuss these things.
Yeah, that might be a little bit above my head, if I'm being honest.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, it's worth a shot.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the events planner could help either.
So I have a question for Tom because he wanted to play music in here, and if that's okay. We discussed earlier, earlier when you weren't wearing pants, you told me about this song that you thought would play really good over the loudspeakers in the plant. It'd be loud enough and metal enough to be overheard over the press coming down and you know, the forklifts going back and forth with the beep, 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 and all that sort of stuff. Do you want to go that direction now, Tom, or do you just want to pick a song, a different song?
Are we going for a song that I want Tony to enjoy, or are we looking for something from me?
Tony? I don't know if he's listening. He's an event.
He passes out from heat stroke from time to time, but he always kind of bounces. He bounces back. He's a tough bird.
Well, I don't know, Tom. You make the decision. What do you think?
We'll go one from me. I think this is going to be a fun one for everybody. I think that the band name alone is going to really kick things off. This song is called Outcast by a band called Samurai Pizza Cats.
Ooh.
I think I saw some of that program when I was a child.
I see it. All right. Well, let's do it. Are you all ready? All right, let's go. Outcasts, Samurai Pizza Cats.
Let's go! What is your biggest fear? Excuse me.
Holy, sorry. It finished quicker than I was enjoying my beer, and I was seeing what next song was going to come up next. It wants us to play Axel F by Crazy Frog next. Don't think we're going to do that.
I would have thought like Electric Callboy would come up next because that was vein.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Well, you know, like we don't use what do we call that thing? Streamify. We don't use Streamify. We use a different one.
It's Spot a space. Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have regular streaming services in the plant because we're still on dial up. So.
Oh. Okay.
And you gotta take the phone. You gotta.
Crank it up.
You gotta crank it, and you know, operator. I'd like to listen to Slayer, and it's like
that'd be a good title for a song. No, that'd never work. Anyway. Yeah, see, you got the reference, huh? Yeah. Never mind. Anyway.
So, Samurai Pizza Cats.
Wait, hold on. Bingo.
Bingo. It was very interesting. I actually kind of liked it. What did everybody else think?
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of like that, like the new Doom soundtracks.
Oh, okay. Like the video game Doom?
Kind of like. Yeah. Like some electronic djent, I believe is the term.
Djent, yeah. Kind of like that shitty band Dome. They did some djent, djenty stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was interesting. Like I had mentioned, Electric Callboy, which I do enjoy on occasion. I thought they were leaning more metal, but in that realm of like flirting with the electric metalcore sound, I liked it. That was pretty solid.
Yeah, it was good. It's all about listening to new, hearing new stuff. Well,
you got to hear some new stuff. To which, yeah. That transition, I have something I think y'all be interested in.
Oh boy.
I think we're gonna just jump into it and I'll tell you about it after. I don't know much about these guys, but
I'm talking about Satan.
I'm talking about Satan.
I'm talking about Satan.
I'm talking about Satan.
Satan is the Lord of the underworld. I'm talking about Satan.
I'm talking about Satan.
I'm talking about Satan.
I'm talking about Satan.
Satan for every boy and every girl.
Hey, sorry. I don't know what happened there.
It plays
every once in a while. I think they're trying to indoctrinate us into something.
It could be.
I was going to ask, is there a daycare nearby your factory?
Well, there's a flower shop across the street.
It's not really a daycare, but there is a spawning pit, I think they call it.
Mm.
So like they take care of / spawn infants of some kind.
Like the comic book character or?
No, like Abomination.
Aberrations.
Aberrations. Yeah, all of the, you know.
Electrolytes.
All of the shins.
That's what plants crave. Yeah. So,
Okay. I'm going to play your song now.
Yeah, I think you have the keyboard because unfortunately they have us still sharing a keyboard, which I don't know how we've done it up to this point.
People have complained that we're not using the sound effect anymore, so let's go. Oh, no, that's not the keyboard. Where's the keyboard? There you go. Everyone's favorite sound effect.
There we go.
Why? I don't know. But we didn't use it in a couple episodes, and people said, "Where's the fucking keyboard?"
Well, it was in the. It was in the shop. IT was.
They really downsized, huh? Like that whole like shared cubicle deal. It sounds like they tried to do that in our office too, but you know, I think too many people. Just kind of rebelled and threw the expired luncheon from our basement.
Just you guys get turned into a food fight. You guys get keyboards and offices?
Yeah.
Live and learn.
I forgot to play this one.
What do I have to do?
Merci. That's Tom's intro. Anyway, okay, so
we're really late on it, but
we're really late. I keep... So what am I, are you sending it to me? Am I typing it?
If you, you could type it. This is a band. They are called
Trouble?
How did you?
No. Oh, okay.
I'll tell me if you need to spell it. It's Girish. It's G-I-R-I-S-H.
G-I-R-I-S-H.
And the Chronicles, they call themselves.
Oh, these guys are so good.
Ah, okay. Okay, so we're
not getting fired.
No, they're very good.
We
Yeah, HR representative approval, yeah.
Nice.
Okay, I don't think I'm spelling it right.
G-I-R.
Oh, G-I-R.
Yeah, I-S-H. And the Chronicles.
And the...
Alright, so I was just shown these folks not that long ago, so I was like, okay. So a friend of mine who's also
interesting.
He's a bit more old school, and he was like, "Look at these guys." And then I listened, and I was like pretty impressed. So I think a good song. Let's do the song. It's called "Ride to Hell." I think we'll do that one.
So we're playing like strangely appropriate music.
Yeah,
I like it. Yeah. Okay, "Ride to Hell," Girish.
Girish and the
Girish. Sounds legit.
Yeah.
Holy shit, sorry, I was too busy rocking out.
Hell yeah.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
Holy shit, that was so good.
My pants almost came off.
Let's check.
He's good. He's still wearing the metal apron too. It's a little more difficult to undo the strap.
It's hard to get the strap on.
All right, anyway. Wow, that was really good. Totally took me by surprise. So we were discussing while that song was playing, how the fuck do I follow that?
Yeah, pressure's on, boy. HR is walking. It's do or die, man. You gotta bring.
Boy, how do I
screw up?
Okay, we're gonna go with this one. I'm gonna play it for a few seconds. Let me know if you like it.
Kenny G, you know, just name one.
Don't stop it. Let it go.
I have to admit, it's a banger.
Jesus is my friend. Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is my friend. Jesus is a friend.
Okay. That's for Christian Corey. He said we need to play more Christian stuff, and he didn't like Christian metal. So I had to give him something. I had to throw him a bone.
Hey, that's...
No, that's not approved by HR.
What are those guys called again? Sunseed, right? Isn't it Sunseed?
How did you know this? Okay, yeah, it is Sunseed, yep.
Yeah, Jesus is a friend of mine. I have a friend in Jesus. He taught me how to live. He taught me how to pray. He taught me how to... Yeah, that's a classic. Are you kidding me?
I think you need to be careful, like, knowing the lyrics of the song when the Metal Lord is just out there by the press.
Oh, true. True. Good reminder. Although, I will remind you, I am more all-knowing than I initially lead people to believe.
Okay.
Can she take on the Metal Lord?
Yeah, she is. She is higher up in the company than we are, so she can get away with, I think, a little more than that.
Okay, I'm going to go back in time. I'm going to play an old song.
Compared to the like old as in like older than the 80s we've been playing a little bit of, or
are we going back?
I think this is a 85, 86.
We're going back to the little children.
And I'm not going to tell you what it is. Okay. I'm just curious if you guys know what it is specifically, because it's a Canadian band. That's not trouble.
Damn it.
I'm curious if you guys know this. Okay, we'll discuss after the break who the hell this is.
Okay.
I'm bored. We'll be right back. I'm bored.
I'm wrong. They're American.
I was going to say, I thought Death Angel was from California. I was very confused. I was like, I know this song. I know this band is from California. When were they from Canada?
I totally fucked that up.
So yeah.
California is Canada South.
Isn't all of the U.S. really Canada South, though? I mean,
maybe. U.S. of A? What song was that?
That was called "I'm Bored" by Death Angel. I always assumed they're Canadian because they used to play them on the Pepsi Power Hour on Much Music all the time, and I always assumed they were Canadian. I do remember them being kids. I remember them being very, very young with the drummer, I think, being the youngest guy.
Yeah, they were like 15, 16, 17-ish. They were in their teens.
Yeah.
When they started.
No way.
Awesome. Yeah, so this is like off their first album, I believe.
I think so, yeah. Was it the Ultraviolence?
The Ultraviolence.
Sounds right.
I think that's what it is.
Let me just see what it says here. Frolic Through the Park, it's called.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Frolic Through the Park, that's the one. My bad.
I always liked it because they were kids. They were different. There wasn't a Vince Neil singing the band with an incredibly pretty guy. They were just they were dudes that loved metal and they were playing metal. And that's what I always liked about them. And for me, they were like the working person's band, you know? Like, and I don't know, they did good.
Yeah.
That was a little red.
Georgia, how many Music Jeopardy game shows have you won?
I think, let's see, we're up to like, I think like two or three. Yeah.
I expected double digits.
Well, I've only had the opportunity to do two or three. At this point, I don't go unless they pay
me.
So
it's 100%.
It's 100%.
100% ratio.
Yeah, I don't go unless they pay me or cover part of my travel and hotel. So.
Yeah. Wait a minute, you get paid?
Can we get paid?
To go on Jeopardy?
No, I mean to come to work.
Wait.
I'll put in a word about that one. You're supposed to get something.
Well, I got a chocolate bar last week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
I got standard. An onion.
Okay.
I got a bar. No chocolate on it.
I think it was a bar to the side of the head when you were talking up ABBA, do you remember?
I don't.
You're frolicking through the. You're frolicking through the plant.
I was frolicking. How many juice boxes was I in?
Several juice boxes.
I was very hydrated.
I think, and you were singing this song actually. I don't know why that's such a gag on our show.
Because it's a hilarious.
Song. Do you guys watch Botchamania? Are you?
I do. Yeah. Fan? Yeah, I watch a lot of Botchamania.
Okay, yeah. So you are fully aware. I am the table.
Okay, so this comes to the point of the show where we have to ask other employees. I don't know how to phrase this. So there's a rumor that Lou Reed works at the plant and he might be aligned with the Metalord. He did a metal album with those punks, Metallica, and he showed them a few things and told them how to play metal because let's be honest, they didn't know what they were doing. So they got Lou Reed, and Lou Reed's like, listen, guys, you guys don't know what you're doing, so I'm going to show you how to do real metal. you haven't done metal till you've done Lou Reed metal. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what happened. So exactly. Now he's got an alignment with the Metal Lord. And I also heard there was an incident with the Metal Lord. Oh, who's that guy's name again?
Who's that guy's name?
He had a name for the Metal Lord. What was it? It was not the Gentleman Ghost.
I have a pipe injury to my head.
How am I
going to remember that?
I need to bring up my my notes for the people that work in our plant because
Satin or something like that.
Satin the Dry Queen. Yes. Yeah. She gets a pass though. They leave her alone, which is good. She brings good entertainment to the plant. It's
well, like she just wants to read books to them because half of the people here can't read.
You get books?
Don't judge.
I don't get to keep them. They just read them to me, and then I want to hear more because I can't
read. Is that story time with Tony?
Yes.
Okay.
Audiobooks are still books.
Yeah, they are.
Zuckerboig.
See, when you said that, all that happened in my
Borg
head
makes just, more sense.
That intro to Dancing Queen just like went up and stopped. I think I might have a concussion. We'll see. Only time will tell.
If it stands the test of time.
Yes.
And look, I added a new sound clip.
I'm bored.
See, now we've got the sound clip. Okay. We played the song. It's part of the program now. It's part of the sound clips.
It's part of everyday life. I like it.
Okay, so Tony keeps shouting from the vents here. Do we want to play a Tony song? Or Tom, you're the one that has the beef with him. Maybe do you want to address the beef right now?
Well, we should play a legitimate Tony song. Sean, I believe you know which one he wants to hear.
Oh, he asked to have that song played. You know what? I purposely didn't write it down. I purposely didn't want to play it, but he said it's metal. He pushed and pushed and pushed for this song to be played. So I think we're going to go with Tony's song. Tony Danza. Isn't that what it is?
No, it's something a little different.
Something a little different.
Did you say it was? Did you say, hold me closer, Tony
Danza. Danza, yeah. Okay, so
that's a song.
I got to make sure the sound clip is ready because this is a gag Tom and I worked out today. So hang on. Oh wait, sorry, I just broke the fourth wall.
Don't say it out loud.
Okay. Well, all right.
I was gonna say I've heard about this controversy with Tony and supposedly breaking the metal code of the facility. And I and Sean, I did mention to you offsite beforehand that I would promise to banish him to a specific level of hell where he has to listen to the Pat Boone metal record for the remainder of time if he is indeed guilty of this crime. So I am interested to hear his actual request if you could please oblige.
Okay. I'm scared now. I'm scared. Okay. Here it goes. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
I won't lie, the song has ironically become like the new fuel.
New fuel?
Oh my god.
Where it's like, you hear it on the radio and you're like, I actually have to listen to this because it's kind of like.
We have reached a level of nostalgia within the Yarling Divorced Dad Rock genre.
I love the divorced vents. Dad Can rock you guys genre. See this?
He's shouting through the vents. He's so pissed off. Man, played a song I really want played.
Well, here's the thing, Tony.
You didn't ask you a fit stare.
Let's put him.
Oh God! Hey, this is all Tom's idea.
I had to
further the feud and add fuel to the fire. Okay.
I mean, it's technically, I would allow it technically.
Okay.
On a so technical he's not gonna... level, it's we're not. If that was his song, I will not banish him to that lair. However, maybe he'll have to do some community service. But you know what? It is. If he's a divorced father, it works. There's something about that yarling sound. I don't know. Like, you could play tantric. Like, I know the breakdown. Everything's going to shake down someday. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, my God.
It's not,
tantric
it's
does
not
have one of the greatest outros of all time, though. That song, that like secret song at the very end of the volume, I want to say volume one album. Where
they have an album? I'm kidding. I just like, only listened to the ones.
And they,
I only know the ones.
And it's about everyone's gonna die. And they got one line in it, and it's just like, and the Hindus sort of.
okay, this is the clip.
Reincarnated. So
I specifically put this clip on my machine right now.
Is it in fact unfair to criticize a formerly great artist for his latter day sins? Is it better to burn out than to fade away?
You know, and in their defense, has there been a Super Bowl halftime show since the one they did 300 years ago or whatever it was?
What?
Didn't they do a Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think they have a Super Bowl.
They were like people on trapeze like things and
for who? Where it was like not music or
it was the music halftime show. If this didn't happen, this could just be the head injury talk.
Who, Creed?
Didn't they do a Super Bowl?
I don't remember
What?
They did a Super Bowl.
I did not know that.
I mean, it was
all I know is Tony is going on the Creed cruise this summer.
There's a cruise?
Oh. No, there is a full-on Creed cruise happening this summer.
So what happens? When they're about to launch, they're like, "All right, catch the wind." We sailed wide open.
For the record, every male on that ship must wear collared shirts that are only buttoned to here.
And then whenever they're like, "We've got to turn around. We forgot something." Well, Dad.
They get on board, they report to their muster stations, and when they get to the part about making sure that you stay in a safe distance off the deck, they go, "Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking,
and if you can't do it."
Oh my God, I knew this was going to be funny.
All right, okay. I'm gonna get tickets to the cruise too.
Yeah,
it's like a blast. No,
I have an admission to make. When I was in Dome, we practiced under the guitarist Alex. Got to play one song by Creed. You got to play one song by Creed. I'm like, we don't do covers, man. We do originals. No. We got to do. So he picked a couple of covers. He picked Rage Against the Machine. Okay, that's pretty good. He picked like Rose of Sharon. Yeah, that's pretty good. And then he picked a Coheed and Cambria song. That's pretty good, all right? I can't sing in that guy's range, but whatever. And then he picked a Creed song. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I can't work on my abs that hard and have my shirt open when I'm performing like that.
Or grow the hair, to be honest.
True, true. There was a reason we were called Dome. Okay, here's Tony's song. We tortured him enough. Here's the song that Tony actually picked.
Oh,
I mean, no Creed.
It's going to be every song after now. Oh. You know, pretty good, but, you know, it didn't take me to that level.
It didn't take me higher.
It didn't take me
higher.
We might have to play Fuel at some point just to announce. Tony,
you get another pick. You get to pick Fuel or three with Three Doors Down. What were they called?
Three Doors Down was the band, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, there's a bunch of bands with three in the name. The only band with three in the name that I really, really like is the band Three. Which I will say, oh my god, I forgot his name now.
What about Seven Mary Three?
Oh, Seven, god.
Off the SFW soundtrack.
Three, oh, it's the magic number. Yeah, it is. It's the magic number.
If you play cumbersome, like, I'm gonna get. I think Papa Lunch, my father, just had
jaw surgery.
My dad might be watching, but he used to listen to that song all the time when I was a kid. So that might that might really throw me back if you play cumbersome.
Oh my
do
god!
Every, do lie, do black, do white, do wrong, do right. Can lie.
I have a confession to make. I snuck out of the trailer behind the metal shop the other day, and I actually went to go see your show. And don't tell anybody.
Depends what the show was. I love
it. Well, it was a local band. Oh my god! What are they called? Ash and the Arsonists. They were playing. And one of the songs that they played was Cumbersome. And I really like this band. I think they're really good, but their influence is sometimes like, oh my God, really?
Some songs are just universal. I got a buddy whose band has
been covering that for years. Great song.
Oh, yeah.
It is. It is legitimately a great song.
My old band used to play like Kryptonite. What song? What was that called? Three Days to May, whatever they're called.
3 Days Grace?
Three Doors Down?
Three Doors Down.
Will you still call me Super Mario?
Yeah, that one. Yeah. Oh, and they said, well, you know what? That was the band I was in where they said, you know what? We'll throw you a bone. You could just sing a song about Superman. I'm like, okay. Crash Test Dummies? No, we got a better one.
I like it. That's the natural picks.
Like, are you guys ready for some heavy metal?
Oh my god. Oh god. Okay. We gotta breathe here. I was actually trying to look up the name. I forget all the names of these people that work in the plant.
By the way, I just want to say really quick, the song that Tony picked out was excellent, and he will not be banished to the Pat Boone layer of hell.
Thank
and
God.
In fact, I've just added that song for, I don't know if we shouted them out, but the band is called Mean Mistreater, and they're excellent. Oh,
yeah. Thank you for keeping us on track, because that was great.
That was a good song.
I was listening to it earlier today, and I was like, holy shit, this is really good.
Yeah, that whole album is very good. That whole album is really good.
I did listen to quite a few tracks today.
Tony, I'll be bringing you a bottle of water shortly, okay? So just hold on up there.
Is he stuck in the vents still, or are we going to get him out of the vents?
He's been stuck in the vents when I started, I'm pretty sure. He's been there for, I think they said he was there for like half a decade before, but you make it work, right? He still has a role to play.
I mean, if at this point, it's what he loves.
Well, I mean,
you love what you love.
That's all he knows. It's hard. If we get him out, is he going to be happy, right?
He is no longer chained. He is chainless, and he's just been roaming in the vents, apparently. Good. So
I think you could have worded that different. I think you could have said something like, the chains!
Breaking the chains around me!
Well...
Breaking the chains around you! Nobody else beside you! Take a good look around you! Now you're breaking the chains!
Oh, yeah. HR, do you have anything to say, man?
Don't sing anymore. That's what HR is going to say. No Don Dokken. No ban on Don Dokken and more George Lynch.
Whose turn is it? Is it H? I think it is Ms. Lunch's. Is it?
Yes, it is Ms. Lunch's turn.
Miss or Mrs.
Ah. Lunch?
Is there a Ms.
Ms. Keep the mystery alive.
Okay.
I do have to mention, though, apologies, Tom, but I am one half of the greatest power couple in all of air guitar. Ooh. We are my partner is known as the notorious B.O.B. And together we are the notorious brunch. We are the notorious brunch. That is our stable name.
I'm not gonna lie.
Hey, I did watch the documentary. I have a couple of things I want to say. Your guy seems fucking insane. I love that guy. Like I want to have a beer with him or something. And then your dad, when your dad showed up, I fell in love with your dad. It's like, can I hang out with your dad? He was awesome.
Papa Lunch is very well known, and
just have a good time.
He did text me while I was on and reminded me that he did cover that song in one of his bands, because
Cumbersome?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's like, what is that, like a third band that we've now discussed? Alex, now it's your turn to name a band that you know that has covered Cumbersome, because you're the odd man out right now.
Cumbersome.
Did Spectre ever cover any Cumbersome?
Hold on.
Did you hear Spectre when we played Spectre a few shows ago?
Yep.
Spectre, they're so good. Taking all my willpower not to play a second Spectre song.
Well, when it comes to my turn, I have a connection that I wasn't expecting, but I found out this week. But we'll leave that.
Okay.
But to answer your question, the cover
Tragically Hip covered Cumbersome, I'm sure.
Who's that?
They play the Flower Shop every Friday.
You know what? I think you know what? It's because the definition of cumbersome is large or heavy and therefore difficult to carry, use, or unwieldy. So the trick question, nobody has covered cumbersome. Am I correct? Did I win the pop quiz?
Did you win it, Alex?
It's Rory.
Rory. Oh, sorry, Rory. Sorry, this is Rory.
Oh,
Alex was
apologies.
Already let go.
Yes, Alex is my government name.
Yes,
Rory is my work.
Yes,
it's okay. My apologies
because Alex got let go and Rory is still here. So, yeah.
My twin, Alex, yes, you know, he was the more talented
Rory employee,
and Alex, former employee.
Yes,
you know, he was the funnier, better looking of the two of us. But
yes,
what can you do? What can you
do? Anyway, Georgia, it is your turn.
Yeah.
So I am stuck between either a song that is from a newer band, newer release, or a song from a band that is Canadian, because you falsely labeled Death Angel as Canadian. Oh, I know you Canucks have a requirement of Canadian 30%, artists that you're 30%. Supposed to play, right?
Yeah, 30%.
Right. I'm as part of HR, I just need to make sure that you're meeting quota. So
I'm torn. I want to hear both.
Shit. Yeah. Well, have you guys played the band Stryker recently?
Oh God,
Stryker. We have played Stryker, have we not?
Oh, is that not? Is that that? No, I don't like that reaction. Never mind. I'll go. No, that's
me. No. That's 100% just me.
For what? Poor K.
Okay, wait. I'm looking at our list. We actually have a list. Did we play Stryker? No, we played Stryper. No, we did play Stryker. We played Heart of Lies.
Oh, okay. Well, then Maybe I'll do an older Canadian band. This is just the first thing that Burton came Cummings. In my head. It's a little Cummings. More on the AOR side.
Okay.
But this is just the first one that popped in my head. The band Chilliwack.
Chilliwack.
Chilliwack. Okay. Yeah.
Chilliwack. All right. Say that one more time.
Hey, Chilliwack. At certain Thank times you. Of the I'm... year, it is Chilliwack in some good half of the year.
I apologize. Not Thank you for the correction. No. Chilliwack. Right. The song 148 Heavy.
148 Heavy.
Yeah.
Ooh, I think I know this one. That's... How do I know I know this one? My brother was the. Oh, here we go. Yeah. My brother's. I saw Chilliwack. They played with the Headpins in a double.
Oh, yes.
In a,
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and they played because Too Loud McLeod was the guitar player for both of those bands.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Did you see them with Darby Mills or without?
Yes, I did. Certainly did.
Oh, awesome. She's so badass.
She's wicked. That might be my brother's favorite singer, I think. He's a huge
diversity. That's a solid one.
Oh yeah, she's so great. All right, let's play 148 Heavy by Chilliwack.
Toronto.
Night fly to Venus, way up here in space.
I do hope that did not violate the metal code, because
no. I'm never going to say no to Too Loud and Too Loud.
I am a
all day long
personal fan of that that kind of that era. I love 70s
awesome.
70s live era. I love it.
There was a awesome. There's a cast pod. What are those things called? You know what I mean? Cast pods.
It's a pod clamp.
A pod clamp, okay.
Yeah,
where people talk and have music and stuff.
Yeah, because like people are clamping their jaws. They're yeah. talking and going on. And
yeah, there's about, these yeah. these two guys. There's Billy D. Kevin and Robert Rarison have a show called Obscurium Podcast, and they played Trooper, which is another great Canadian band.
Yep.
Welcome back, my friends, to the In Obscuria podcast, a podcast where we exhume obscure rock and punk and metal, and we put them in one of three categories.
Lord, what was that?
That was the Metal Lord. One of three categories, the lost, the forgotten, or the should have beens. I am Kevin Williams.
Are they the ones that do, are that three dressed up as a nine? Is that who I'm thinking of, or is that somebody else?
Oh,
that
yes, Prism? It is. Yes,
oh,
it is.
Oh, it is Trooper?
Yeah.
I love that is. Song. Three dressed up as a nine.
As a nine.
I like turning on the radio and then all I hear is, here they come.
You're like, oh yeah.
Boys in the bright white sports car. You know,
and their arms in the air.
Who do they think they are?
Yeah, Larry the Garbage
Man. Oh my god. Yeah, that Obscurium podcast, you should go check it out. Like I said, it's
I have listened to one or two episodes. I did enjoy it. I sometimes don't get a ton of time to listen to podcasts, but I try to catch up on.
They had a dumb stuff. Canadian on there called from the Sean Geek and Fast Fret podcast on there this week. Friday. He was fucking horrible.
Which guy was he? Was it?
It was the Sean Geek guy. I don't know who the fuck that guy is. But
he's
a loser.
Is it McGinty? Is it MacGinty? Is it McGinnity?
I don't think he knows if he's Scottish or Oddish.
Scottish or Oddish. Well,
Ernie's got a.
Did you mean to say Sky? No. It's. Did you mean to say Skyrim?
Skyrim or Orcus?
The Oddish has appeared.
That was Elvis. That wasn't Orcish. That was Elvis. I'm going to do an Orcish impersonation for you now.
You mean Elvis?
Yeah. Anyway, Tommy's turn. Tommy, what are you going to grace us with right now?
So the very first time I ever was...
saw your face.
The first time... ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes.
Sorry. That's a private moment between me and Tom. We shouldn't be sharing that. I apologize.
And it was a beautiful moment.
Especially not in front of HR. I feel like I violated my own policies.
Yes.
It's okay. True. This was consensual on all sides. And 100% happened on the work floor. But at any rate, we're going to go with a band right from the beginning. This band is called Lorna Shore. And the song is called Unbreakable. This is their brand new single off of the new album.
Well, this is new?
Oh, brand new. And album isn't even out yet.
Mm. Oh, I'm excited. Okay. The last time this appeared, Lorna Shore appeared on the show was episode 2.
Mm.
Wasn't it?
Yep.
The episode called Tomfoolery, if I recall. And yeah, there was some good banter, so we'll have good banter again. Unbreakable.
Does this band have? Do they have a new singer?
Or am I thinking of somebody this else? This is their second. They've had one EP, one album, and this is their second album with this singer.
Okay.
They have They've had three different singers, I believe.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Gonna play it. Let's go.
That was good.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
I lost the ability to speak like an adult now. Holy shit. Holy crap. I don't even know what to say. That was, I thoroughly enjoyed that. After the whole pig squeal talk that we had about last time there, yeah. We played them on the show.
Fair enough.
They go on so many different realms. It's insane. I love everything that they do melodically with the voices, everything. Their range in this genre is unreal.
I can't believe that this guy can pull this shit off. Was he on Elizabeth Zaroff's?
Oh, he works with her all the time. He had, like, Will Ramos is the lead singer, and he works with her from Charismatic Voice all the time.
Is he the one that had, like, the camera down his throat when he was singing? That was the guy, right?
Yeah, and watched the how he does his vocals and whatnot. Yeah, no, he's Will's phenomenal, but I mean, like, even more than just Will, it's the entire band too, which is amazing. Their musicianship, everything that they do is on point, and they're fantastic.
Okay, so
maybe traveling to Vancouver to see them this October. I went to Toronto to see them last time.
Wait, are you asking permission from HR now, or?
Well, I mean, they generally don't care if I'm there, so.
Why is, like, Vancouver, like, another, like, the seventh layer of hell, or is that what you're indicating?
Well, no, they just don't usually care if I'm in this office.
Ah, so you work, sometimes you work remotely, is what you're saying?
Well, I mean, what you don't know can't hurt you, right?
I don't know how to respond to that. That might be above my head.
I just want to go see where Chilliwack was from. That's all.
Yeah, that's where Chilliwack is. Yes. Oh my god. I don't even know whose turn is it. Oh, okay. All right. Here we go. Anyway, that was good. I would definitely go see Lorna Shore. I'm obsessed with. In the old days, I used to be a pretty darn good singer, and I did lots of vocal lessons, and I had a workout routine I did to get the vocals up and stuff. So I'm not at that level now, but I love watching the process of how you get from having like a 2-octave range or whatever to getting like a 6 or 7-octave range, and the things they do. And that Dunderhead, that Canadian Dunderhead, Sean Geek, talked about the vocal range of one band, which I think maybe we'll play a song a little bit later, because I really want to get George's opinion on this guy's vocal range. He came in not being able to sing into this band, and they said, you need to sing. So he went and took lessons, and we'll get into that later. But
hello, folks. How was that for part one? Holy crap. Bombastic, bombastic, phenomenal. Thank you, Georgia Lunch, for coming on the show and doing the show with us. This is the first half. The second half is coming next week. Please tune in. Things just get weirder.
Thank you for listening.
See you next week.
And we'll see you next week. And bye. Have a good day.
Hey gang, Sean Geek here.
And Fast Fret.
And we have two storefronts. If you are a TeePublic fan, you can browse our inventory over at TeePublic, which is teepublic.com/Sean Geek Podcast.
Or redbubble.com/people/Sean Geek Podcast.
You can get anything from either storefront, from t-shirts, stickers, phone cases, accessories of all kinds. We're talking masks, notebooks, mugs, pillows, totes, tapestries.
Oh my.
Oh my. Everything's there. Just go to those addresses. Also check the show notes and help support the show. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.